in order to sustain the push that you have done, to win here the way that you did, it's the sort of result that is very important, isn't it?
Yeah, massive. I mean, this is an extremely tough place to come. And made Ned a very fortunate to be in the position to have one of the best managers in the division, without a shadow of a doubt. He has found, created so many players that have gone on to improve themselves and go on to play in the Football League whilst he was at Braintree and here, that it's unbelievable. He's a wise man, he knows the levels, and I thought his team were magnificent for them today. And to be fair, at half time, I thought we were lucky to still be in the game. Excuse me, and I said that to the lads. I thought, you know, if someone's given us another life, if you like, because we could have been two or three down. But, you know, what I will say is we hung on in there, and we got some blocks in, and the goalkeeper made some good saves, etc., etc. And second half, kicking down the slope, if you like, we managed after 10 minutes to pin him in a little bit more and got a bit of a foothold in the game, which we certainly didn't have in the first half, and looked a slightly better side. We hit the woodwork ourselves, possibly could have had a penalty ourselves, I felt. I thought there was a couple of challenges that were deemed worthy of a penalty, and we didn't get it. And in the end, it just took a super strike from the edge of the box, and what a number nine should do, follow in and expect something to drop, and it did drop. And, you know, we're absolutely thrilled to bits to have the points. And as I say, a lot of teams will come here and fold up in the running to the end of the season. So we're delighted with that.
And the way you've built the squad, when you're looking, you know, 20 minutes to go, you've got quality on the bench that you can bring on, and that made a difference.
Yeah, it did. You know, we haven't sort of sat in the office and put this together and just thrown, you know, names up in the air. It's been a considered thought process. You know, we wanted to go down the line of experienced lads with a smattering of younger ones, but also keep a tight squad. Don't want bodies sitting here, there and everywhere when we're playing up in the stands. I just want a tight squad that I can rely on underneath the first 11. And as you say, when some have run their race or have got injured or whatever it is, I feel that I've got full trust in anything that I need to put on. And as that was proved today, you know, I mean, Jermaine came on and he's blistering quick, and he causes another sort of problem for defenders. Adi Yusuf is an out-and-out goal scorer, of that there's no doubt. And again, he's Johnny on the spot. Luke's a 6'4" young man who's still trying to make his way in the game, who again is a big physical presence to bring on. So there is, you know, and Harry didn't even make the bench today, Harry Flowers, and Harry's going to be a very, very good young centre-half. So, you know, I couldn't be happy with where we are. I think we've certainly surprised a lot of people. There's a lot of people who say a lot of things about the way we play and blah, 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 but it doesn't really matter to me. I'm not bothered. One iota, I look at a team that churn results out, and listen, when the going's good and we can get the ball down, we can play football as well as any other team in this division. When it's not there to play, we can also play the other sides, and the best team that I've ever played in my career as a player could do that. They could mix it if they had to, and they could play football if they had to, and I believe at national league level we can do that.
And Gramish, finally from me, level on points for Leighton Orient, who are top of the table at the moment. That just demonstrates over this period of time that the players have shown consistency. You can't ask for any more.
Yeah, absolutely. They have shown consistency, and you know, you've only got to look. You know, my job's to look at everything, and I look at stats, and I look at trends of everybody, and I see where we are, and I see what average points we're averaging, and the goals against, and four columns, and all that. So you know, we do our own work, and we're where we are on merit at the moment. But listen, there's nothing ever handed out. You know, in the middle of January, there's a long, long way to go. A lot of people will want to tread over the top of us because I think a perception is that we shouldn't really be where we are. I think we've maybe upset one or two, and people will want to put us in our place, and we've got to understand that. You know, people are going to want to get about Sully or Morse because they'll look at it and say, how are they there? And we're not. So, you know, I expect that. I anticipate that to happen. But, you know, listen, 16-odd games to go, plenty points to play for, plenty of time for people to get involved in races, plenty of time for people to disappear, you know. So we just got to make sure that we now concentrate fully on Fylde at home next week and work hard during the week and see if we can go and get a result.